When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you that 1 year ago, if I had said to you 1 year ago, okay, that the Philadelphia 76ers, their future would look much more bleak than the Miami Heat's. Last year, all-star break pretty much. So all-star break last year, I said to you, a year from now in 2020 at the all-star break, the Miami Heat would not only be in a better position to win an NBA championship, but the Miami Heat's future would be much brighter. You would have told me, you don't know the NBA, you're nuts, you're stupid, you're crazy. And on some things, you might be right. But on this one, I'd be right. And it is absolute freaking malpractice, if I may be so blunt, that the Sixers have gagged away what they spent 6 years tearing down to build. And this is what you will not hear from enough people. And I've spoken about it. I grew up a Philadelphia fan. I grew up, my first, like, you know, life's work in the Philadelphia media. That's where I, you know, broke in. That's where I interned. That's where I worked my way up. I respect the hell out of the old guard of Philly media extremely, extremely much. And there are so many talented people that are still there now and young guns. You hear Vince Quinn coming up through the ranks in Philadelphia. One of my young guns, and I absolutely like love him, love his work. But there's one thing I've noticed about the media in Philly. When I was growing up, it was the toughest, if not the toughest, one of the toughest in America. Maybe you could tell me that Philly, New York, Boston, Philly, New York, Boston, Chicago. If you mentioned tough media, those were the four markets you mentioned more often than not. Philly, New York, Boston, just tough sports media. And not all of it was great. Some of it was unfair. You know, it's not like I'm saying that everything they did was awesome or great or they were the best or they were just the gold standard. But as far as media doing their job, they were absolutely the best. Doing their job. Reporting on their teams without cheerleading for the teams. Reporting on their teams without picking sides. Reporting on their teams with an objectivity and not a fanboy mentality. And what have we got now? And it's not just Philly. We get it in a lot of markets. We now have fanboy media. Because now what people do is we're now in the opinion business. And you know what people hate if they're in the opinion business? Being wrong. Can't stand it when they're wrong. Oh my gosh, I might be wrong. Earlier this year, by the way, the picks, Anthony, did you see where the picks ended up? 32, 32 and 2.
Congratulations.
Yep. Congratulations on abject mediocrity, which, by the way, anybody that knows, if you go 32-32 and 2 at a with a bookie or with a legitimate casino, you've lost money. It's not really like you didn't just, like people say, well, I broke even. No, you didn't. You did not break even. You absolutely stunk. You stunk. So, but I will say I got it back to 500, which I was happy about by the end of the year. But I digress. the idea that you cheerlead for your opinion to be right. You want your opinion to be right. And the whole idea of the process and what the Sixers did and the Sixers master plan, which was supposedly so bright and so amazing, and look how amazing they are, and is the biggest fallacy ever. Complete joke. What if I told you a year ago today, 1 year ago, I told you the Miami Heat would be in a better position to not only win an NBA championship in 2020, but they'd be in better position moving forward to be a force in the NBA. You never would have believed me. You would have told me I was wrong. And all of the, like, lose-to-win process bots in Philadelphia would have lost their minds. They would have lost their minds. Well, folks, the referendum is in. The referendum is in. I'm willing to play the, I'm willing to be the guy who takes out the pen and paper and declares the time of death. The Sixers' grand experiment is a failure. It is an abject failure. And what Pat Riley's managed to do, with far less resources to do it, far less flexibility to do it, and he didn't have to be a crappy team for five or six seasons and totally pollute the NBA with, it's okay to lose because we're going to win big. Are you now? Are you now? When's the winning big part? The Sixers process, absolutely a joke. A complete failure. A joke. And you're still going to have people that are going to try to spin it to you. Oh, wait, wait, wait. They just got to get healthy. They just got to get... If you can't see that they are the biggest bunch of dysfunctional crap with a coach who I've told you now for how many years, and Anthony, you know it, Shep, when we used to have two people working on this show before budget cuts, when Shep used to be here...
Shep the NBA likes Brett Brown.
Yeah. Okay, who is going to end up on the right side of that argument that I used to have with them every week? Brett Brown is a buffoon. You know that dog walking app where Olivia Munn tells you if the dog pooped or not on the walk?
You wouldn't hire Brett Brown for that.
Nope, wouldn't. If I saw your walker is Brett Brown, Brett Brown couldn't lead a bachelor party to a strip club. Couldn't happen. Feckless, rudderless ship, no plan. Yet he has his apologists lined up because you know what? Here's the spoiler alert, folks. They want to be right. They want to be right. They were the ones who believed in the bull pucky all those years, drank the Kool-Aid of we're going to be terrible and we're going to get all these great draft picks. It's going to work out. Pat Riley snubbed his nose at that and has managed to build a better team for 2020 and a better team for 2021 and beyond. And I'm telling you this, if Giannis doesn't end up in a Heat uniform, I'm going to be shocked. And if Pat Riley not only has a better chance to win a title this year, but ends up, if the Heat end up eliminating the Sixers this year, burn down the freaking franchise. Burn it down to the ground. Because it will tell you, trying to cheat the system doesn't pay. And you know I didn't like it. And I'm one of the few fans of the Sixers who didn't buy into it. And maybe it's because I'm 750 miles south. So I'm one of the few that will, I believe, be honest with you. I didn't like it when it was going on. I wanted to dream that it was going to work out. But let's just say it didn't work out.
JK, would you be open to trading either Simmons or Embiid?
Tomorrow. Oh, no, the trade deadline passed.
No, I'm just saying going forward. Yeah. I mean, is that something you're open to?
Oh, absolutely. 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 I don't know if I can count on Embiid, and I don't know if I can count on Simmons. Will you give me the option to maybe get rid of both of them? Honestly. Would you give me the option to maybe get rid of both of them?
Sure.
I'd consider it. I'd consider it. Because I guarantee if I gave Pat Riley the Sixers roster, with those assets on it, he could build a team that could try to win the NBA title next year. I'll put that on Twitter and get you fired up.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.